Now, interestingly, let's kick off with an electrifying experience for someone. This paper in this week's New England Journal of Medicine, Helen, in which this guy was jogging along in the rain and in the thunder, and he was listening to some music on his iPod. And he unfortunately was a victim of a thunderclap. It jumped onto a tree nearby him, and then this side flash meant the lightning came off the tree and hit him. And at first, doctors were a bit confused as to what had happened to this guy when he pitched up in hospital, because witnesses said he jumped about 8 feet across the road, but they didn't know why. When the doctors examined him, he had burns on his chest. He then had two straight line burns going straight up his chest, up the side of his neck, across the side of his face, and ending in his ear holes. When they looked in his ears, both his eardrums had been burst. They'd been ruptured. There was blood coming out. And what had happened was, he then was able to say, well, I was running along, I was listening to my iPod, and suddenly I found myself on the ground with a broken jaw and all these injuries. And it turns out the thunder had jumped off this tree and onto him. Because of the metal in the wires, it had gone up the headphone lead, making it very hot in the process and burning him, and then into his ears, and it had superheated the air in his ear canals and made it expand, which had popped his eardrums. And so there's, although Eric Heffernan and his colleagues who wrote this paper in the New England Journal say that iPods are not a risk factor for being hit by lightning, they don't want to get sued, obviously. What they are saying is be careful when you're out in thunderstorms and with electrical apparatus, because it can make this happen.
Do you think that really was the reason why it jumped across to him and it wouldn't have done that anyway? I mean, he might have been hit anyway, but just in a slightly odd way and with his eardrums.
No, most people who get hit by lightning actually under these circumstances, it is exactly that. It's lightning hitting something else and then jumping off of that onto you, because you provide an additional or alternative route to ground for the electricity. People are speculating about what he might have been listening to on the iPod at the time. Any suggestions?
Oh, do you know, I've no idea.
Pink Floyd, Delicate Sound of Thunder. That's my suggestion.
Excellent. Yeah, I was caught in the rain big time this afternoon, but luckily I wasn't listening to any music.